Little recruiting like update here on ESPN 700. Who's coming in this weekend? Dead period's over.
Yeah, it's over. Coaches are back out on the road. That's probably why we can't get any of them for interviews. But these are going to have a nice little group of players coming in this weekend. And I mean, Marquise Blair is probably the guy that's the headliner for the group. He's a four-star JUCO safety, still considering Utah, Michigan State, and Syracuse at this point. He could have played linebacker as well. And the Utes are looking like they're leading for him. Probably the Daniel Green is coming in as well. He's a former Oregon commit. And I'm sorry, USC commit. I apologize. Down to just a couple of schools, Utah being one of them. A JC offensive lineman's coming in, Nick Ford. He's a three-star kid. Very raw prospect. Very, very raw. Has a lot of offers, but probably not a guy who's going to be able to contribute right away. So if anyone expects him to come in and just take over that left tackle spot for Garrett Bowles, that's probably not going to happen.
Bigger
way too
or smaller
raw
than Darren Paolo?
Built a lot like Paolo, but not the same bulk. No, he's well built, but no, not does not have the Darren
Paolo.
That's
my new baseline.
That's the baseline. You
got
to start
with. That's the new
baseline. It goes Paolo on offensive line, Leckie on the defensive line.
Yes.
If they don't at least reach that, you don't want them.
I just don't want to hear about them.
Yeah.
You know?
So the Utes will have a nice little group coming in this week, and I'd expect maybe one to two of those guys to eventually commit to the Utes. But they're in a great position for a lot of different players in this class right now. They're going to close fairly strong, I believe.
What's the biggest need?
Oh, man, there's really no gigantic need at this point. If you can get a linebacker that can come in right away and play, that would definitely be helpful. I mean, the Utes could use another playmaker on the outside. Running back, they'd like one more running back in this class. So you'd get someone there, but that's not a big need, at least from an immediate need perspective. There aren't many offensive linemen on the board out there that can help contribute right away. Maybe you'd like another defensive end. But Whittingham's going to tell you the same thing he's been telling you for years. Utah's generally their biggest need is skill position guys.
Playmakers,
yeah. Whether that's at the corner spot or that's at the wide receiver spot.
Well, they end up being the same thing.
Yeah, they're corners at Utah. They turn them all into corners, generally. So that's probably the biggest need right now. Just playmakers. Anywhere that you can get elite guys that can get the ball in their hands and make plays without blockers in front of them, that's what Utah needs. But they're still targeting some guys on the defensive line as well, and they'll trade all those playmakers that they have a little bit of chance, a legitimate chance at to be able to land Jay Tufele, the four-star in-state prospect.